And today is Monday, June 21st, 2010. Just moving as fast as we can to get to 2012 to find out if California is going to fall into the ocean. Or if there's going to be a tidal wave the size of the Empire State Building. It's very interesting, you know. I think people like to predict, you know, bad things happening. I think it's kind of like somebody, I think people take an interest in it. Some of you who are metaphysically connected, you've probably gotten emails or heard from people lately about this really scary grand cross that's going to occur on June 26th, this coming Saturday. And you'll see information about that there's an alignment of Jupiter, Uranus, Saturn, Sun, and the Moon all in a T-square configuration, and Mercury, all in T-square configuration. And then they're making some sort of predictions about that. And Pluto, actually. And it is kind of interesting because there is quite a few planets together, Sun and Mercury together, Uranus and Jupiter together, Pluto and the Moon are together, and they're all being afflicted by Saturn on that day. But you may not even notice anything that day. And, of course, there's predictions about some major catastrophe or Earth event. But, you know, sometimes not having a lot of knowledge, having just a little bit of knowledge about astrology is kind of like worse than having no knowledge. Because when you look at the chart for that day, you can see that the only planets that are really making an aspect are the Sun and the Moon and Pluto being opposite each other. Saturn really doesn't have anything to do with it because it's too far of an orb to really be significant. And even Jupiter and Uranus are really, it's debatable whether they'll actually have any effect in this configuration on Saturday. So I just want to remind everybody, don't take everything you read on the internet to be true, or even if your best friend sent it to you, don't necessarily get too excited about it. These things have come and gone so many times, and yet somebody still continues to get on the bandwagon and make some scary prediction based on a planetary alignment that they don't really understand in most cases. Okay? And by the way, some of these planets are making good aspects to other planets. So it's not even like there's no, it's all bad aspects. But of course, if you have planets in your own natal chart between 0 and 5 or 6 degrees of a cardinal sign, and the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. If you have planets in those signs, you may experience something this Saturday, this weekend. But you might have already been experiencing something because already Jupiter and Uranus are already there. Pluto's already there. Saturn's been there, if that's even a factor. I don't think that it is. But if it is a factor, it will be. It's been there for a long time. So you might have already experienced some of these things we're talking about in your own life. Personal things, challenges. Squares do create tension, tense, you know, challenging situations. Another thing I hear a lot lately from people is, have you noticed that there's an acceleration of just stress and, you know, everybody's sort of like on, not at ease and, you know, things are just happening faster and life is getting more intense and more scary and things. But really, when you think about it, this has always been the story. I mean, I've heard this story. I said it myself like 20 years ago. I think it's just a general sense of the time that we're in. And I've actually talked about this before, because we're in the Kali Yuga, the Age of Darkness. Now, you may not agree with the Indian cosmology. And even among people who do ascribe to the Indian the Vedic cosmology, even among them there's a dispute about what age we're in right now. But, you know, if you look at the descriptions from the ancient texts of what the Kali Yuga was supposed to be like, this fits it exactly. Their description is exactly what we see happening today. And really, you know, like, it always seems during the Kali Yuga that everything is getting worse. every year. That's the general consensus. If you had talked to somebody 100 years ago, they would tell you much the same thing that you're saying, that you might be saying right now about current conditions, society, what's the world coming to, where's morality going? They were saying the same thing 100 years ago or 200 years ago. The Kali Yuga began 5,000 years ago. And according to my sources, it's going to last for about another 90,000 more years. Another one of those numbers that nobody can really, we can't even grok it, you know? It's like when you watch these science shows and they're talking about, you know, the distance to other planets, other galaxies. They can say the word, but how can anybody really take in, a million light years away? How can you really conceptualize it, but can you really take that in? Like, can you experience 100 million light years in distance? Very interesting. Today happens to be a double nine birthday. Well, actually, some people born today might be Cancer. We are on the cusp, and we are on the, I guess it's the summer solstice, is it? This is the, summer solstice is what I think it is. Tomorrow, I guess, is the official summer solstice. But it's interesting that today's a nine of clubs, and we're moving from Gemini into Cancer here. And so, yes, the sun will be, I mean, right now the sun is, 0 degrees Cancer. Right today, the sun is squaring Uranus and Jupiter and squaring Saturn. Right now, there's a T-square happening at this moment, and Mercury's there too. Have you seen a catastrophe lately? But anyway, most people born today are Gemini. And that makes them a double nine, nine of clubs and nine of spades. And there's another birthday of the year that has the double nine, the same two nines. And that is September 15th, which is a Virgo. Virgo and Gemini both are ruled by Mercury. And so the nine of spades is the Mercury card in the life spread of the nine of clubs person. So this makes for a double nine influence, which very few, I think there's only three birthdays of the year total that have double nines. There's also December 22nd, which is a nine of hearts with a nine of diamonds planetary ruling card. When you're a double nine, you're here to give to the world. And there's always an issue between your personal needs and the needs of others, and the needs of those around you. Being a nine, no matter what month you're born, no matter what sign you are, is like a Pisces. Every nine has some strong Neptune or Pisces influence in their natal chart. And so there's going to be a lot of sensitivity to other people. I was just talking to someone today who is a Pisces, and she's an ace of diamonds. And being a Pisces and being an ace of diamonds is really tough because the ace has all these desires, and yet the Pisces is so aware of other people and wants to help other people. There's always a conflict between my needs and the needs of others that show up in that. And this happens with nines as well. But as you probably know, most of you who have read my books, I talk about nine of clubs as being the sexiest card in the deck. And it's interesting that I noticed that Jane Russell, who's actually still alive, she's 89 years old, actress Jane Russell, she's a nine of clubs. We also have Ray Davies of the Kinks. We have, for those of you who are really into rock music, we have Joey Kramer of Aerosmith and Niels Lofgren. You may not have heard of him, but I'm familiar with Niels Lofgren. We have Princess William of Wales, the son of Princess Diana and Prince Charles. And he's quite the little ladies' man, I don't know if you've heard, but anybody born today is going to have a high sex drive and be very romantically inclined, regardless of how they appear on the surface. Actress Juliette Lewis, Mike Einziger of Incubus, and pop singer Chris Allen of American Idol, who's 25 years today, old today. Happy birthday to all of you. And if you have a birthday today or have one recently, please feel free to call in tonight and get a reading for your next year. I would love to tell you what is in store. Based on your circumstances. You know, whenever I do readings for people, I have to ask some questions because I need context. I need to know something about the person I'm reading for. It's impossible to just read somebody's cards, really, without even knowing anything about them. You can say something in general that might be true, but you can say a lot more when you know something about the person. Their circumstances, whether they're married or single. I mean, how can you even interpret a heart? How can you interpret a heart card in their spread if you don't know their status, whether they're single, married, whatever? You need to know that because those cards have different meanings depending upon the person's life situation. Okay? So every Monday night we have a show and we have a topic. And after that, we open up the phone lines. But this show is really about, mostly about just having more awareness in our life. And I hope that you're using the cards to increase your own awareness, your awareness of yourself, so that you're not a victim to anything in your life, and use the cards in a powerful way so that you can make choices from a place of knowledge. Knowledge of cycles, of your own cycles and the cycles around you. Knowing when to act and when to lay back, sit back a little bit and let things evolve. And there are spiritual and there are material cycles for each of us. And when I tune in to your cards, I'm looking for those indicators to know what's going on for you and what you might need to know, what you might need, what might be helpful for you at your point of view, from your point of view. Okay? So the topic tonight is about choosing to live. I want to share a story with you. I remember when I was around 36 years old, I found that the people I was hanging out with and things that I was doing, I could see that if I wasn't careful, if I kept going, there was a possibility that I could die of some disease. You know, I just noticed this. I became aware of it all of a sudden. I said, wow, what am I doing here? And I realized, it dawned on me that I had to have a little talk with myself. I said, I need to find out if, you know, I really want to live or not, because the things I were doing were sort of like flirting with death, you might say, flirting with death. And you know, people who do really dangerous things like skydiving and mountain climbing and so forth, these people also may have a secret desire to die, and a lot of them do die. I had a really good friend who was into ultralights, not ultralights, but hang gliding. And he had a bunch of friends, and they would go up in the, I think they were in the Rocky Mountains. I don't remember exactly where they were living. I think it was Rocky Mountains. And quite a few of his friends, every year, a couple guys would die. I was into ultralights, which they have a motor, you know, but it's a very light aircraft. And I flew, and a couple of guys that we knew crashed and died, you know, on the first year that I was into it. So people die. And people do dangerous things, or they do reckless things. Or unconsciously we do things that are flirting with death. And I think it's really important that we be conscious of ourselves. The other thing is, I remember a couple of people in one particular year, I met two different people who were dying of cancer, both of them. One guy was about 37, 38, and the other was a woman who was 52 years old. And I had a talk with each of them. I had the opportunity to speak with them, and I was just curious, you know, and I wasn't being nosy, but I just wanted to know if they felt like talking about it. So I asked each of them if something had happened just before in their life, just before the cancer had shown up. Was there some event that had preceded the appearance of the cancer in their life. And in both cases, there was a significant event. I found that very interesting. For the woman, her daughter left to go off to college. And she felt like she had no reason to be here anymore. She really did. I mean, and when you hear about somebody struggling with cancer, you know, and they're trying to find a cure, and I mean, usually they are. And they're like in a real bad situation with it. And yet they may have already decided that they're leaving, but just not aware of it. Or they might even be aware of it. But when I talked to this woman and found out, you know, now she had a very successful husband, and she could have gone on to be with him and his business partners and stuff. He had a really cool business. He was a spiritual teacher. But when her daughter left, she felt like she had nothing left to be here for. And a few months after I talked to her, she was gone. In the other case, the guy was 37 and 38, I forget, somewhere, one of those two. And he had a job that he'd had for a long time. And he got basically laid off of his job. And that was it. He, you know, within a few months, he had cancer. And he had cancer all over his body. And what's interesting about this is that everybody was trying to heal him. There was a healing circle when I went up there and saw him. I was thinking, why are they trying to heal him? He doesn't want to live. This man doesn't want to live. Now, he might have outwardly said, but he didn't actually when I talked to him. I asked him a question. I asked him, if you could be completely healed tomorrow morning, and in addition to that, if you could have all the money that you ever needed, and you didn't have to really work, and you had all the time you wanted to do anything you wanted to do, what would you do if that situation happened tomorrow? Like, just all of a sudden, magically, the disease was completely gone, and you could do anything and have all the money, so there was no need to work or even stress. And he said, I have no idea. I can't even imagine. Now, this man had a young daughter and a beautiful wife. They'd only been married about 3 years, and they were all, you know, his wife and he were in their 30s, young, early 30s. And he left, and he was gone. He was dead 2 weeks later. Now, not all illness is caused, not all death is caused by an unconscious desire, but I think a lot of it is. And I think it's up to us to decide whether we want to live or not. And it's almost like we need a reason to live, but not something that you would just make up in your head, but something real, like something that really matters to you. I mean, both of my parents are still alive. My father is 77 or 78. My mother is 76. And, you know, they're going to probably pass on in the next 5 to 10 years. And it's interesting, I get to talk to my father, and I get to check in with him, like, well, what do you have to live for, you know? Now, he's a Gemini, and he recently had a problem with his head, and now he can't drive because he can't see that well on his left side. And without being able to drive, that takes out a big chunk of the life that he had. So my dad is struggling a bit with why, you know, do I really want to live? But I feel like he does. I mean, he still does. But a big chunk of that was taken away. And I remember my wife's grandmother died shortly after she lost her license. So she was 94 years old. She was driving until she was 90. But she's a Sag. And when she lost that freedom to drive and had to depend on other people for her transportation, that was it. She was gone within a year of that time. So if you find yourself, you know, doing things that are unhealthy, if you find yourself compulsively doing things that you know are bad for you, it could be that part of you that you're not aware of has decided to check out. It's good to check in and see. Because, see, we have the ability to make those unconscious parts conscious. And by checking in with ourselves and really kind of like maybe look in the mirror and say, hey, do I want to go now or not? Is a good way to bring some awareness to this area to find out where you are with your life. Okay, that's my little speech about choosing to live. And I'm not saying you have to choose to live. You can do whatever you want. Each of us can do whatever we want. A lot of people choose to die, and usually they do it by getting a disease or something. But maybe it's not your time yet. I certainly hope not. Okay, we're going to have a short break now. And the phone lines are full. We have Brenda, Jen, Chrissy, and Mary on the lines, which we will get to right after our short break here. Let's see here. What song do I want to play? Something maybe that I haven't played in a while. I think we'll do Seasons Change. This is another one of the newer songs that I've composed. So we're going to listen to the song, and we'll be back after the break. And that was Seasons Change. It's not available on any CD, but it is available on our new website, e7thunders.com. And by the way, you can listen to all these intros and outros for the song that we use in the beginning also for free on there if you're interested in hearing some interesting little tunes I put together. Okay, first up tonight is Brenda from New York. Her birthday is October 6, 1977. 32 years old. Are you there, Brenda?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
Welcome to the show, Brenda.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's on your mind this evening?
I'm sorry?
What's on your mind this evening?
So I'm thinking of starting my own business. And if I remember correctly, you had said some really good days for starting a business is a 6 of clubs day, a 5 of clubs day, and an 8 of clubs day, as well as King of Diamonds. And
yes.
My question to you is, my Pluto card for my planetary ruling card is the King of Diamonds. Would that day still be okay for me if I decided to start on that day?
Sure, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
I think that'd be a good
day
for you because you're also moon to the King of Diamonds because you're a Queen of Diamonds karma card. So a business could lead you in some new areas, you see.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, right now I'm in my Saturn period, so
yes,
should I wait until after that period is over to start the business?
Yeah, I would. And you have an ace in Uranus and also in Neptune, so either one of those two, I would start it in. Whichever works for you is fine. It can be the Uranus or the Neptune period.
Okay.
Whatever works out best is fine. So, you know, this year you have an 8 of hearts long range and a 10 of clubs, so this is a good year to get the word out for your work, whatever it is.
Acupuncture.
Good. So you, with those two cards, you need to focus on getting the word out to people somehow. That's the trick. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the success of any business is having customers.
Right.
Right?
Especially
so how are you going to find them? How are you going to connect with them? How are you going to let them know what you have to offer? See, that's the question you're facing. And once you have that, I'm sure you're good at what you do, but you need to let people know. And what's unique about you, they need to know what's unique about you. See?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's lots of acupuncturists out there.
Right.
Okay, is that helpful? Is that helpful for you?
No, it is. It is. Because I was deciding on actually finding something this Thursday because it's a 6 of clubs day, but then I realized I'm still in my Saturn period. So I'm like, well, maybe I should wait till after.
Yeah, there's lots of 6 of clubs and there's lots of 8 of clubs and there's actually a lot of King of Diamonds days too. So I'm sure you can find one you like.
Okay.
July 2nd is a King of Diamonds day. I know.
Mm-hmm.
For a fact. That's the last one, I think, of the year, though, of that card. But there's more clubs.
Yeah. I was actually looking at July 9th, I think, is a good day.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So good luck with that.
All right. Thank you so much, Robert.
Have a great night, Jen. Brenda. I'm sorry, Brenda. Got confused. Have a great night. Okay, our next caller is having a birthday today. Her name is Jen. That's who I was thinking of when I was looking at the wrong thing. She was born in June 21st in 1958. Are you there, Jen?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
Happy birthday. Hello? I had her and I lost her. Not sure what happened. Oh, it's funny. I hear some sounds, but I don't know. Who knows? Oh, yeah, I see. We lost her completely. Okay. So maybe she'll call back, but let's go on to the next caller who is from Maryland. Her name is Chrissy. Her birthday is June 19th, 1974. Are you there, Chrissy?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello? I can. I can hear you.
Hi,
just
how
fine.
Are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You always sound well. On your worst day, you sound well. You just have that voice. I have a question. in regards to my financial ruin, I guess you could call it. I'm currently working as a school bus driver, and we have 2 more days left of school, and then I'm unsure of where my financial future lies. And I'm thinking, do I need to start a business? Do I have what it takes in my cards to get a women's minority loan?
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of scared.
Are you married or single?
Single.
Do you have
I'm
kids?
In love with a man in Pennsylvania. He's supposed to come visit me this weekend. I'm still waiting to see if that happens.
Do you have children?
No.
Well, you're a free spirit. You know, I mean, really, come on, let's get clear here. It's, you know, it's okay that everybody needs money. Everybody has to have some money to live, right?
Right.
If somebody's in a situation where there's not enough money, there's generally an underlying cause of that. You know what I mean? There's something going on inside that's contributing to that. It may not be conscious,
well,
though.
I can't.
Could be unconscious.
I can't up and quit my job. That's where my health insurance is. And I really have to.
Well,
have that.
If you say so. Do you understand? If you say so. You know, if health insurance. I haven't had health insurance my entire life. I never will, and I never don't need it. But, you know, if you say so that you got to have your health insurance, then you have to have your health insurance. See?
Okay.
So it's. But you got to remember that this is your choice. You're not a victim to anything here. You're making some choices. You know, if you say you have to have health insurance, then you're the one that's saying that that's important to you, right?
Right.
You're only 36 years old, and you're worried about dying or getting sick?
No, I'm going to have a bariatric surgery in November.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Out of pocket,
that's why you want your insurance for.
Yes.
And surgery can be extremely expensive.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, ultimately, wouldn't you like to be doing something that you really love to do?
I would, but
no. I'm just.
I'm not
just,
even sure what that
don't,
is.
Don't butt it out. Just say yes or no.
Yeah, but like you know. I said, I don't even know what that really. I mean, I like doing the school bus thing. I've done it for 6 years now.
Oh, okay. So you do like what you're doing.
Yeah, I just wish it paid better.
Yeah, well, you know, it's possible to pick something that you like that also pays well. You know, it's possible. So I'm only saying this to sort of like get you to think, you know, like, see, you're only 36, but your mind is very fixed. You notice that? You're a jack of clubs, and your thoughts are fairly fixed already, because that's a jack of clubs trait.
Okay.
And you've got it all figured out in your life, and it doesn't look very good. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You got it all figured out, and it's kind of bad. It seems like you might want to, like, refigure it. To make it better for yourself. That's what I would suggest. Your cards talk a lot about relationship and home and family this year. You have a Four of Hearts long range. You have a Two of Spades long range. You have an Ace of Hearts Pluto with a Four of Spades result. You know, maybe you're just meant to be somebody's wife. Have you ever considered that?
Yeah, that was my next question. I spoke to you a couple months back about a gentleman that I'm direly in love with. And you told me that he would come visit me around the week after my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And my birthday was just Saturday. Is he still coming?
Interesting.
He's a Queen of Hearts.
He's a Queen of Hearts?
Yeah, 925-80.
Oh, okay. So he's coming. Nice. And he's an Eight of Diamonds ruling card.
What's that mean?
Well, that...
I get very confused when I try to learn all this.
Well, it's not
my
that
brain
hard.
It's
really simple. You're a Jack of Clubs, Nine of Diamonds. He's a Queen of Hearts, Eight of Diamonds. Okay? Those are your two cards. It's right in the book. You just look it up. It's not hard.
Okay.
The website doesn't tell you what your ruling card is. So what's your question? He's coming to visit. I can see that. So what do you want to know?
Is that this weekend? This we earlier thought?
Well, I don't know. Did you guys say it was going to be this weekend? The cards don't say anything about this weekend. The cards say it's happening right after your birthday. And it is, isn't it?
It is right after my birthday, yes.
Yeah, so it is happening. Now, exactly what day, I can't tell you. Would you like to get married? And is he successful, first of all, financially successful?
Not yet, but he will be one day.
You think?
Oh, he's a brilliant person.
Yeah, well, I know, but if he's not making any money, he's not so good at that. You know, he should be making money. There's an Eight of Diamonds ruling card. So just to say something here, with all the cards you have here, it's very possible that you could end up, you know, just not worrying about your job, but just basically getting connected in this relationship, which might solve all your problems, you know, because you'll have a partner to share them with. You understand?
Okay, yeah.
And I know this guy likes you. I know that he's going to like you because he's moon to you. He's an Eight of Diamonds, you're a Nine of Diamonds. So he's going to like you. So, you know, let that happen. I think it's going to happen, and it looks like you're going to end up moving in together.
Hmm. And the same visit will move in together or later on?
No, not right away. It'll. Nobody moves. Well, most people don't move that fast. Some people do, but it's kind of rare. Okay, so thanks for being my guest tonight, Chrissy.
No, thank you for having me. And I just wanted to tell you everything else you've ever told me has come true, and I greatly appreciate all your advice.
Well, good. I hope it's helpful for you, and I want you to be happy. You can have everything in your life. So rewrite your story about yourself and make it a happy story. And be open to the future,
okay,
opening up in new ways that you've never expected. And then things can have room to show up for you. See?
And you don't see any kind of loan in my future to buy a school bus on my own?
I don't know. I'm done talking to you tonight, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay.
Have a great night, Mary, Chrissy. Okay, we're going to get Jen back on the line because she got disconnected. Are you there, Jen?
Yes, I'm here, Robert. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
52nd birthday, or actually 53rd.
Yeah.
Actually, 52nd. So, what are you going to do this year? Special?
Lots of things.
Good.
I'm freeing myself to consider lots of things.
Are you freeing yourself from a relationship?
I'm freeing myself to be open to lots of things.
No, I said from. Are you freeing yourself from a relationship?
That could happen.
Oh, I'm just asking. It's not, you know, there's no right answer. It's just whatever's happening to you.
I don't know.
I'm trying to get some context here with you. I'm trying to find out what you're up to. So I'm just asking if you're...
Okay.
You said I'm freeing myself up. I'm curious, what?
I don't know what that is yet.
Oh, then how do you know you're freeing yourself up?
Because I'm feeling the taste of freedom.
Oh, what kind of freedom are you tasting?
Well, like right now, I'm
Are you there? Okay, I think her phone just cut out again. I guess she wasn't meant to get a birthday reading, but, you know, I'll just say something about Jen in case she's listening off the air, because I'm not going to take your call again. We don't have time to go through this again, but... This is your 52nd year. It's the most important year of life. It's the year that you need to decide how good your life can be. And you have an Ace of Spades long range, which means that this is the year that you can have a complete radical change in your life. And I always say go for it. Because the next 2 years are actually quite exciting. You're going to be in the pinnacle next year, which is also a very, very important year, very powerful year. So I would say be ready to let go of all the past. And be ready to move into something brand new. That's my advice. Okay? And hope you were listening so that you could get that message. Okay. We're going to take another short break and come back and take some more calls. I wanted to mention we are going to have one more sale. By the way, we're moving to Asheville, North Carolina, and less than 3 weeks. It's almost scary. I can't believe it, actually. It seems so unreal. I'm still sitting here, and nothing's been packed yet. But we're just starting. So we'll be out of commission for about a week. But we will be having one more sale before we go, and we're going to be having our software on sale for those of you who have been asking about that. Okay? All right, so we're going to be right back after this song called Sri Ram. Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed that. That's also on e7thunders.com. Okay, I'm having a great time, and I'm happy to be here with all of you. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being here and participating on the show. Our next call tonight is born December 9th, 1969. Her name is Mary from California. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am, Robert. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I broke out. I was on the phone, and I didn't hear you for a while, so I was worried that I wasn't going to get through, so I'm glad to be on the line with you.
Me too. I'm glad to have you. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I'm a nine of clubs, as you know, and I'm kind of in transition with my career, and I work as a researcher, so I can relate to what you were saying as a giver. I kind of see myself as a giver of knowledge. But I have some perfectionistic tendencies that I think kind of interfere with that process of feeling alive in that whole area of work. So I'm just trying to get a handle on that. I was just wondering, would a change of career be in order? Should I move? Is there something in my personal life I could be doing to sort of have more satisfaction in my life overall?
So are you single, married? What's your status?
I'm single.
Okay. Well, you know, you're also a king of diamonds, Mary. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So you haven't read my books to know that you have a secondary card that's the king of diamonds. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And king of diamonds is a big part of you, too. And that part of you actually is very strong-willed and very kind of has a lot of leadership ability and knowledge about business.
Okay.
Nine of clubs people often have little mental things that kind of bug them. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? Like you said,
mm-hmm.
you have this perfectionist thing going.
Yes.
This is common for a lot of nine of clubs. Okay.
Okay.
And then you add that to the king of diamonds that you have, which is somebody that will not let anybody tell them what to do. Okay. It's a very powerful card, the King of Diamonds. You know, you might be some sweet little nine of clubs, but you also have a king there, which can be very bossy and very authoritarian and very strong with people. You follow me?
Right, right, yes.
It's like my way or the highway. So, you know, you have a couple of options. You know, you might consider having your own business, you know?
Right.
Or you might consider getting married.
Okay, I'd like both, actually.
To somebody who has a business.
Oh, okay.
You know,
or even on my own.
Together.
But I would like to get married someday, you know, someday soon.
Well,
so we'll see about that.
There's nothing stopping you but yourself, of course. You must have the gates shut for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, something that happened in the past didn't work out so well or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that King of Diamonds, Your husband would have to be pretty certain of himself and strong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Strong enough to handle your energy.
Right.
You know, like a Six of Hearts might be good because the King of Diamonds is moon to the Six of Hearts. So look for the birthdays that have a Six of Hearts as a birth card or ruling card. And you might need to get one of my books to figure out the ruling card.
I have it on order at Barnes & Noble right now.
Okay, great. And when I look at your cards, I see like a change coming, you know, like a change of career. You could lose your job. Is it possible you would lose your job?
It's possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not the end of the world, but sometimes when we secretly don't really like a job or we're not really doing well at it, sometimes we just lose it, you know. Not by our own choice, but it just happens by circumstance.
Right. And I would just like to be prepared with better self-knowledge so that, you know, I can use it as an opportunity for the next better thing,
well,
you know.
Well, start thinking about, you know, with your ability, you could have your own thing going, okay?
Yeah.
So imagine having your own company where all your perfectionist stuff could be just between you and yourself.
Right.
And you could hire people and boss them around and tell them what to do. Wouldn't that be fun?
No, that doesn't really appeal to me. It's just something that, you know, I just have high standards for myself. I don't necessarily like imposing them on other people. I'm I'm very aware of that, and it makes for an uncomfortable situation. I mean, I don't necessarily like it. It's good when I do outstanding work for other people, then they appreciate the perfectionism, but it's just an inner struggle that, like you say, I should probably just keep it to myself so it's not bothersome, you know.
Well, it's hard to keep that kind of thing to ourselves because it's so much of a part of us, you know. We all have certain standards. Yours might be a little different or unusual than most people, but everybody's got some standards.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people who are extremely successful got that way by being really notoriously picky about everything, like Martha Stewart, for example. You know? She's not a nice person.
No, she's not.
But she knew what she wanted, and she went out and made it happen. So you might consider those options.
Right. Okay,
right.
Thanks so much. I hope your software is helpful, too. I look forward to that.
Yeah, it's actually really great, but I would suggest you read the book first so you understand what the structure of the whole thing, the system, you know.
Okay. All right.
So which book did you get? Did you order?
I ordered, I think, both the Love Cards and the Destiny Card book.
Okay, good. Good. Then you're all set. You know, once you've the first 30 pages of each book teaches you how to use the system. So just take your time and read those.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for being my guest, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our next guest is calling from Hawaii. Her name is Rosie. She's 25 years old today. Her birthday is April 22nd, 1985. Are you there, Rosie?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, so I study the cards, and I know that I have a good lineup in Jupiter this year in both my Queen of Clubs and Five of Clubs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a musician and a performer and composer. I was
uh-huh.
just trying to maybe get your insight as to what could be happening for me.
Well, every musician wants to be more successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. So, you know, this could be an auspicious year for that. These cards that you have... like the King of Diamonds you have in Jupiter is a good card, and there's an Eight of Diamonds under it. And it means it has to do with the way you're marketing and merchandising yourself.
Okay.
Right? So, like, you know, let's say that I'm a person on the street and I really like your music, okay? How much money can I possibly spend on you?
Right.
If I just really love your music, what's the maximum amount of money I can give you, you know, from what you have to offer?
Well, I mean, aside from tipping me a Benji at a live show or something, I guess it would just be like $20 for a CD.
That's the problem. You don't have enough stuff to offer people.
Okay.
You know, if somebody really likes you, and everybody has people that really like what they do, and your music may be great, and a lot of people may really like it, and they can only spend $20, that's not enough.
Right.
It'd be nice if they could spend $500 on you. That'd be much better.
Right.
So you have to think like a King of Diamonds this year if you want to have that money show up that's up that you see coming, which is in October and November of this year. Okay. But actually, I think things should go well. I mean, I would be definitely, if I were you, I'd be planning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw the same thing. I've talked about this before, but I had a really good money card coming in the Jupiter period 1 year, and I saw it 6 months in advance. And I doubled the amount of products and services I had to offer in that 6 months period. And in that period, I made more money than I made the entire previous year. See?
Okay, yeah, because I've read that actually about your cards.
Yeah, and you're a Five of Clubs ruler, and you know about marketing and how to sell things. And you know how to make it easy. So you got to come up with an idea where people can actually spend more money on you, or you can make more money at what you're doing. Otherwise, you're getting $20 here, $20 there. And it doesn't add up to much.
Mm-hmm.
And you can think a lot better. The Seven of Diamonds you have long range this year, that's your lifetime Jupiter card. Did you know that?
Yeah, for the Five of Clubs, right?
Yeah. So let's get with it. Let's see that Seven of Diamonds manifest itself.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Good, we're thinking alike here.
Cool. And anything, I'm single, is there anything for romanticness?
Well, you know, you can have romance anytime you want. It's just a matter of what you want, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, come on. There's probably guys around right now trying to get in. You're sitting there, you know, maybe, maybe not, you know. I don't see anything particularly significant showing up this year. Well, actually, I should take that back. You have a King of Hearts result card this year in your 5 o'clock spread.
That.
So that's pretty strong. And, you know, you're going to meet somebody. It may not be till later, though, because you notice you have a Two of Hearts in Neptune. You may not meet this particular person until your Neptune period. But there's somebody definitely coming that's a little more significant than the average one-night stand.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That Five of Clubs, you know, that, they don't want to give up their freedom too much.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. And actually, the cards really helped me understand that I'm the one who doesn't want to give up my freedom. So that was good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, if people just got, just getting that one thing, you know, just getting that one thing about yourself can change your whole life.
Exactly, and what you project onto other people. So cool. So I just basically need to step it up on the amount of money people can allocate to me.
You know, I mean, it's a funny way of saying it, but think about it. Like, if somebody, not everybody really falls in love with what you're doing, but some people will, and they're gonna have money, and they're gonna want to buy something from you, so they can give you the money and feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you only have a $20 limit on what they can give you, that's, and a tip maybe. That's still
right.
Very limited. That's a very limited thing. So you have to expand
cool.
that. Yeah.
So maybe like private parties and larger conventional things. And
yeah, and more products
like
too. More products. More CDs, T-shirts,
nice.
You know, whatever. Think about it.
Cool. Well, thank you. Do you see me moving or traveling at all?
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to let you go now because I have other callers, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Great talking to you, Rosie. Have a good night. Okay, next up is Crystal from Alberta, Canada. She's 55 years old, born in 1955 on April the 29th. She's a Five of Clubs, Ace of Spades. Are you there, Crystal?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Actually, my question is about moving. I have listened to a few of your programs, and you mentioned that fives usually can indicate moves. But I've noticed, like, I move a lot. So I don't have moves every year that I mean fives every year that I have moved. So what do you look for if there's no fives?
Well, you're a Five of Clubs yourself.
Yes.
You move all the time. You're always moving.
Yes.
So what's the point? Why look for cards when you already know you're going to move anyway?
Yeah. Well,
you have fives this year. You got a Five of Hearts in Neptune. You have a Five of Diamonds in Neptune and Five of Spades in your. You haven't moved cards this year, but you're going to move whenever you want to move. So it's not even a question. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I would focus on other topics if I were you. Like, they're all the fun you could be having this year with an Eight of Hearts environment.
Right. Problem is I have two jobs. So,
two jobs? What does that mean?
Feeling the desire to have fun, though. I really am. I'm just, like, you know, feeling like I would really like to... And I've been out of the dating scene for a while, and I'm feeling like I'd like to get back into that.
It's time to get back in the saddle, okay? You got all the cards for it, and there's love cards happening later in the year. I think it's fine to work and all that stuff, too, but, you know, you got to have a balance.
Have time for fun, too.
See, the Ace of Spades, the Five of Clubs has issues with freedom, and the Ace of Spades has issues with fear of abandonment.
Right.
And that can keep you out of relationships for quite a while, maybe the rest of your life, see?
Yes.
But, you know, if you really want to work on yourself and do something exciting, get back into a relationship.
Yeah.
The work part's easy for you. That's not even a challenge.
Yes, it's not a challenge.
I definitely
would like to have a companion. I just don't want to live with anyone.
Well, you know, so. A lot of people have relationships and they have separate houses. It's fine.
Yeah, that would be perfect for me. So,
and you know, you can always have an affair with the married person because Five of Clubs love those secret ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if it's with a married guy, but definitely, yeah. I've never been with married men, but I have a pattern of liking it secret. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the more secret, the better.
Yeah. Yes.
It's great to have you. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Relationships like this year or next?
I just told you.
Oh, okay.
You weren't listening. You were not listening. Oh, my God.
Well, this year it looks like fun, and I thought maybe next year looks more like commitment. So
I'm talking about this year, okay? We're not even going to go next year because you've got to get through this year first.
Yeah, that's true.
Commitment, that's a lifetime question for you.
Sure. Yeah, it is.
As soon as you sort that out, somebody will be there for you. I can tell you that.
Right.
You're fortunate in that way. So I'm going to let you go.
True.
Thanks for being my guest tonight, Crystal.
Okay, dear. Thanks.
Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, we're going to have time for one more caller tonight, and we're going to talk to Sherry. I guess it's Sherry, Chari, from Los Angeles, whose birthday is December 5th, 1971. She's in her Jupiter period. She's 38 years old. Are you there, Sherry?
Yes, Shari, actually.
Shari. Okay. Hi, Shari.
Yes. Hi.
What's up?
Well, kind of similar to your talk today, I'm having some fear of death, actually, because I'm going through a health crisis that's really, really dangerous right now. I've had a blood disorder for 10 years, and it's been under control with an elevated platelet level, but in the last 6 to 8 weeks, it's gone crazy and out of control, and my medication has stopped working. And it doesn't, they've tried a new, I've been hospitalized, just got out of the hospital for a week, had a heart attack a month ago. I'm only 38, and
yeah.
I'm pretty scared, but I definitely have a will to live, don't have a death wish in any way. But just very scary right now, so I just want to see if there's anything crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're a king of clubs, and you're also a two of spades. You're actually my wife's birthday. You're just younger.
Oh.
And anybody who has a two of spades will have health matters to contend with. It's a card that has karma from a past life of having abused one's body before and been completely thoughtless about their health in a former lifetime. So in this lifetime, the two of spades can't get away with any deviation from a very strict health regime. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your condition causes you to have a very strict health regime. And you also have to be, do you already monitor your diet and everything?
Well, the thing is, I've been on my own before I even had this. I've been vegetarian, very, very, very health conscious for like the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of ironic.
Well, you know, it's kind of like you knew on some unconscious level, you knew that you
mm-hmm.
had to take good care of yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
On some level, it's interesting, you know, my wife, I had known her like 20 some years ago when she was, you know, about your age, even a little younger. And even then, I noticed she didn't have any health problems then, but she always took really, really good care of herself, like more than anybody else, you know? And I always thought, that's interesting. I wonder why she's so careful. And she didn't know why if you'd asked her. She just did. And I think she knew on some level that she had to really take good care of herself. And she's having problems too now, you know? She has way more health problems than I do. And she has to keep doing the right medications and the right supplements and the right kind of exercise. She has to do all this stuff all the time that I don't have to do. See?
Mm-hmm.
So card wise, I don't see anything in your cards one way or the other. I don't see indicators really of health challenges right now. I don't see them. Okay? I know you're having them, but I don't see them anywhere in your cards. So there aren't really any indications here. I get the feeling like this is going to work out okay for you. But I do think there's based on what I see in the cards, I think there is some kind of change you need to make in your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is, but you know, I just see that indication there. So is there anything you can think of that you could do differently in your lifestyle?
Maybe moving might be one thing.
Yeah, I mean, see, imagine that you're this person. Imagine that you're just really, really sensitive, okay? Because you are, health-wise.
Yes.
And your life depends on you doing the right thing for your body. So you can't afford even to work a job that you hate. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the spare change to pay for that. You follow?
Yeah.
So if there's anything in your life that's causing stress, you can't have that. You can't afford that. See?
Mm-hmm.
Like most people can have all the stress in their life, and they do fine. They don't have any problems. But that's not you. See? So look at your life right now. Look at what you're doing. Are you really happy with what you're doing? Is it really fulfilling you? Or is it stressful in some way? Because any stress is not going to work for you. You can't afford it, and you have to make a choice.
True.
Like you have to make a choice like your life depends on it. You know what I mean? Because it does. You follow?
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah.
You know, you're not like everybody else. You can't make choices based on what other people might make them on. You have to make your health your number one first priority. And if anything in your life is causing undue stress or conflict or unhappiness, you have to do something about it immediately. And I see you changing right now, okay? So I'm glad you called.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you called, because this could be like just a reminder for you of something you've already thought about.
Yeah, that is true. It's been stressful, too, trying to figure out Western versus natural medicine, since I've been always so health conscious all my life, and but yet they want to, you know, do chemo and all these things, and it's been very scary. But besides that, yes, there's things in my life and stressors I need to not have and totally take care of me.
Yeah. You know, and maybe there's a... Are you in a relationship right now? Do you have a boyfriend, a partner?
Yeah, and that's going great. That's very supportive. That's not a problem.
Well, that's good.
Maybe he
can help you, you know, get you to a place where life's a little less stressful or whatever. You know what I mean? Maybe he can contribute something to that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a good thing. So, you know, This health, your health situation is karmic, okay? It's not because of what you're doing so much in this lifetime. It's completely from before. So you have to do whatever you can, but there's a part of it you have no control over, you know? So you make your best choice and you do that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see anything really drastic health-wise occurring. I see right now, though, importance of a change, some change right now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's what I see.
Well, thank you very much. I will look deeply into that.
Yeah, I mean, have a conversation with your boyfriend. See if you guys can figure out, you know, what it is you need to do. Because, you know, the fact that you're platelets are going out of control could be due to some external factor that's causing stress in your life. I mean, why did it happen?
That is very true.
Oh, that's your dog. Oh my God, that was loud. Scared me. Is that your dog?
Yeah, they're with me barking.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to let you go. Shari?
Yes.
I'm going to let you go. Okay, so that's it for Shari. I wish her well. Tough birthday. Two of spades. Not all two of spades have this health so intensely as this. But you'd be surprised how common it is among Two of Spades people. Maybe we'll talk about that 1 week. Okay, this brings us to the end of our show, and thank you all for being here tonight. It's been a pleasure being with you, and we'll be back next Monday. Same time, new topic, new call-in listeners. And we're going to end, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Have a great week, and don't be too worried about this configuration of planets this Saturday. I predict nothing will happen. Take care.
Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonaprachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo yona prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tatsavitur